It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. While Colorado has moved beyond the winter COVID-19 surge, hospitalizations are showing signs of rising again. The number of patients hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 rose by 45 between Monday and the day before. It jumped from 283 to 328, a 16% increase, and the biggest spike since late November. Dr. John Samet directs COVID-19 modeling for the state. He notes the change comes with spring break here, and it spotlights how hard it has been to bring the virus under control.
It's really hard to predict.
The number of variants continues to grow, though not at the rates seen in places like the UK. The number of people getting vaccinated continues to grow steadily, but much of Colorado's population is not yet protected. New gardens will sprout soon in South Pueblo's Colorado Smelter Superfund site. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports it's an area where soil contaminated with lead and arsenic is being removed from hundreds of properties.
A $50,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency funds a project to help people grow their own food by building 25 raised bed gardens at area homes and giving residents the knowledge, tools, and materials for successful harvests. A demonstration garden will be constructed at the Steelworks Center of the West. Christina Trujillo is the executive director there. She says the project harkens back to a historical legacy of teaching life skills to steelworkers, coal miners, and their families.
Bringing back some of those practices into modern society and how they can best benefit the overall community.
Project organizers plan to have the new gardens ready to sow this growing season. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado school districts will not lose money this year, even if their enrollment dropped during the pandemic. The governor signed a bill Monday that holds school funding steady and backfills some lost local property tax revenue. The measure directs an extra $85 million to school districts, with much of it going to rural schools. The heavy snow that came to parts of Colorado this past weekend is not expected to do a lot to lessen drought conditions across the state. The storm did bring snow totals on the eastern plains close to normal, but the snow was lighter in parts of western Colorado, where the drought has been most severe. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.